Hey there, it's another episode of The Fix, and you know I am glad and thankful to have your ears and attention. Let's talk about purpose today. Stop wasting your time. Your purpose waits and will walk away. And guess what? It will be on you and no one else. You're the one missing out on fulfillment, and oh my God, fulfillment is a sweet, sweet thing. We all have purpose to fulfill. Even the atheist who doesn't believe in God and creation believes he has a purpose he gave himself, or nature gave him, or something like that. Even the blind man has a purpose. The castaways, the deaf and crippled man, the madmen. But recognizing it and fulfilling it is another thing entirely. A conversation with a friend this year led to me asking him if he knew his purpose. He wasn't exactly sure of what to say. I asked more questions, gave him guidelines, and then he said if he would want to do anything, it would be to do something for Black people. To give them a certain awareness, knowledge, and power, which basically already lies in their hands, even though they do not see it or know it. To give them this knowledge and power to be able to make life better for Black people. That is a purpose. That is his purpose. But he was hardly aware of it and still hasn't taken it seriously into consideration to make it happen. Now, while it may be true that only a tiny portion of the people in the world ever fulfill purpose before death, it doesn't change the fact that everyone has one. Everyone is significant and was created for a reason, a service to offer. And that slot is left empty when you do not fulfill that purpose. In the grand scheme of things, the grand picture, everyone has a part to play. Even the chef has a calling to make amazing food. That's why some chefs make heavenly dishes that are capable of inspiring you, like my pastor would say. Now, people have a stereotyped idea that purpose and calling must be church-related. However, the artist is called to serve by adding beauty to life through his or her art. The doctor, by saving lives. The lawyer, by retaining law and order. The tailor could be called to make great designs. You know, we have a lot of tailors and whatnot, but when the one that is called or has a purpose in it does it, there is a difference. Purpose is not about you. Even though it begins with you and from you, your purpose is your service back to humanity. It should have the uplifting and helping of others as its end goal. Purpose is a combination of passion, talent, self-exploration, self-interest, fulfillment, skill, and service to others. All of that put in one. Some people are amazing and gripping public speakers who move crowds and change lives with the power of their tongue. Therapists can help others see a path where they can't help them out in their difficulties. Some people are amazing teachers. Some people are amazing coordinators. They have a calling to direct, plan, coordinate. Some people find purpose in helping other people find their purpose and fulfill it. So it's really about using that calling and talent to give back to others. That is the beginning of purpose. For instance, the Avengers. They love to fight and have always been fighting. Look at Black Widow or Iron Man. He loves all that stuff. That was talent, skill, passion. But then they became the Avengers and found a reason to do it all over and over again. Saving and protecting lives. That was the birth of purpose for them. It isn't focused on becoming rich, wealthy, having fast cars and whatnot. It's about more. It could bring all that, but it's more about service to humanity. That brings you even more fulfillment. That's why you see people quit jobs that you think are amazing, leaving all the money and opportunities for something you think is ridiculous, a waste of time and opportunity. Honey, they are chasing fulfillment. Maybe they are done getting the money and it's time for purpose, calling, and fulfillment. When ex-Big Brother Niger housemate Kaffee was all in the news, everyone was livid that she would jeopardize her job at the MET police where she was being paid well, apparently, for, you know, the reality show. But I had to tell people that the fact that she was doing well and making money, basically living a life others wanted, didn't mean that was the life she wanted, or that was the life that did justice to her purpose and calling. She's now doing great in the media space, which is something she loves. I mean, it was pretty obvious from her already existing YouTube channel and vlog. There is a big picture, with us as different pieces of the puzzle coming together to complete it by fulfilling our individual purposes for the good of self and everyone. So everyone is important and needs to fulfill purpose. Everyone is significant, too significant to be insignificant. Because without you, one part of the puzzle will be out, and that's an incomplete puzzle. However, in the same vein, no one is too significant. You see, you're too significant to be insignificant. And you're too insignificant to be too significant. Think about that. You're too significant to be insignificant. And you're too insignificant to be too significant. You have a part to play. You're not useless. But if you don't play it, someone else will, because you're not indispensable. If you believe in God, who anointed you for your purpose, then you know He can anoint another person towards that same purpose if you run away from it. If you believe in nature, the earth, fate, then you know that the earth or fate or nature could find someone else to do the job needed while you waste away. And if you believe in nothing, then you know that someone somewhere could very well wake up one morning and decide to do the job you have neglected doing. Finding and fulfilling purpose and making a difference is something that gives you a reason for life, a satisfaction, gratification, value, impact, legacies. It will bring you joy, a sense of completion, fulfillment, and more. So figure out your purpose and make it happen. That's the reason you've been created anyways. The service you were created to add to the world. Your contribution to humanity. And trust me, you have more than enough grace to chase it down and make it happen. So stop wasting your own time. The universe and life needs you. People need you. You need your own self for your fulfillment. But if you won't, then someone else will do it for the sake of the people who need you. I hope you enjoyed and learned something good from this episode. Come back for more like this on The Fix, and I would greatly appreciate your feedback, comment, request, and shares. And if there's anything you want me to talk on, let me know. Enjoy.